This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
It is BFM 89.9, the business station. Good morning. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business. In today's world, the topic of sustainability is often brought up into conversations of many, as it's more difficult than ever to overlook the amount of plastic waste that's produced from multiple sectors of businesses. In fact, Coldplay have even been helping us clean our waterways. Now, right from the process of production to the hands and consciousness of consumers across the globe, plastic waste has always been a significant issue for its detrimental impacts on our beloved planet. Focusing on saving Mother Nature by closing the loop on plastic waste streams here in Malaysia, Nature Loop is a kale-based company that specializes in designing and manufacturing products made from plastic waste. So instead of being discarded, Nature Loop transforms plastic waste into new products like coasters, customizable plant pots, as well as medals and trophies. Now, today on Open for Business, I'll be speaking with Brandon Chong Chi Wing, the founder of Nature Loop, to break down their mission of turning plastic waste into a sustainable resource and signifying the company's dedication to its quality and responsibility in the pursuit of not just creating products, but also making a positive impact on the planet. And if you want to get in touch with the show to discuss this topic, get us on our U-Mobile WhatsApp number. It is 018-789-8899. Get us on X. We are also at BFM Radio. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rich. It's a pleasure being here today. I must say I'm a huge fan of the radio station. Ever since young, I've been listening to it and really, really inspired by a lot of stories, a lot of interviews and podcasts from this channel, this station. And yeah, I'm just super grateful to be here today.
Brandon, you're still young and you're making me feel old.
No, I'm already old.
But no, seriously, welcome to the show, and thanks for the things that you're doing. Tell me a little bit about, in fact, yeah, tell me a little bit about Nature Loop and how it started.
Well, yeah, it really started out of a hobby and passion of mine. Well, but I have to give credits to my brother, my elder brother, who was when we were young. I was always listening to Disney, Cartoon Network, watching Cartoon Network, and he was the one always changing it to Discovery Channel, National Geographic, and these are channels that he watches, and it kind of influenced me subconsciously.
Right.
Then as I grew further into the interest of knowing about more about animals, planets, and all these things, then came the discussions on the topics of pollution. And it really opened my eye in 2018 when we went for a family trip to Taiwan.
Right.
I opened up the window. So I looked down to the huge, vast ocean and I see white plastic bags everywhere.
Right.
It's endless. As I see across the whole ocean, it's endless. My sister even took a video of it to I have that video with me until now to remind me of what I do, because the pollution is just too bad right now. I mean, coming to the very immediate statistics that we have is also Malaysia has made it to the top 10 countries that throw the most amount of plastic rubbish. Each single person throws about 2.29 kilograms of plastic per person, and that's each year. So the final statistic it shows in 2023 is that more than 1 million seabirds and 100,000 marine animals die from plastic pollution every year. And this is the most heartbreaking statistics to me, because 100% of baby sea turtles now have microplastics or plastics in their stomach. And that is all caused by human. Yes.
Yeah. So... Oh, okay, so this is set up in your head, this idea of, you know, I want to do something that's going to help this problem.
Yeah.
Before you started your own company, what were you doing before? Was it something aligned with a similar kind of thought?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I graduated from the UK, I studied in Bristol. I was already, like, really aware of, like, the pollution that we have, and I watched a lot of documentaries. Documentary that I remember the most was The Inconvenient Truth by Al Gore.
Yeah.
And as I came back, the first job I wanted to do is to jump into a company that really has at least some commitment in going green.
Yeah.
So I joined a developer, a property developer that has that same commitment as to what I want to do as well. So as I joined that, 5 to 6 years in that company, and I was also part of the Green Council, the young generation to the Green Council, to actually do like health checks for the companies in terms of going towards the right green direction.
Right, right.
So yeah, that's where the passion grew stronger. Mm. And just last year, I thought like this would be a time I want to do something for the vast general market, and yeah, that's how I just jumped and immediately with some money in my bank, just try and make this work. Yeah.
Okay, so from what I understand, and I think the latest stats are around, I think it's about 16% of all plastic here in Malaysia is recycled in one way or another. Mm-hmm. When we as consumers look at what we do with our plastic, mm-hmm. and we assume that those bins that we have,
yep.
plastic on one side, organic yep. waste on the other, we assume yep. that when our plastic goes into that, somebody somewhere mm-hmm. With a good heart yeah. and maybe a good business plan yes. is recycling that.
Yes.
But we know that that's not necessarily 100% accurate.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Where would that would normally go to a landfill, would it?
The thing about recycling is it has to be convenient for all parties.
Mm.
So I would say the best for an end user to recycle is actually to clean and dry your plastic waste before you recycle, throw them into the bin. Because I've been to many recycling plastic factories. They really have the heart to recycle.
Yeah.
So they just collect all sorts of plastics of all different types, and they just pile it up like a huge mountain. And every day there'll be people there sorting them out and trying to clean them. So it's really true that that these companies are doing like the best to actually what they can to recycle. So recycle all sorts of plastic, all different types. Yeah. So these are the people I really look up to, and these are the companies that I really want to be someday.
Mm.
So yeah. So it's a little bit different from what I do, because I focus on just immediately transforming the plastic trash I have in the beginning, like to sort them out, clean them, and immediately create an end product that is practical and just really beautiful
right.
in my own personal.
So let's look at this. You're working for a developer company.
Yep.
At some point throughout that short career,
yeah.
you go, okay, enough of this. I want to do my own thing. And
yeah.
you hop out to create Nature
yes.
Loop.
Yeah.
How long was it whilst you were... how long were you working for that company before you jumped out to do what you were doing, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, it was about 5 to 6 years, really.
Right.
I've really enjoyed being in that company. Company has really good commitments to going green.
Yeah.
But then again, any company out there, it's very much things cannot happen immediately. So it has to go step by step.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So to me...
And you seem like the kind of person who wants to have change quickly.
Yeah, quickly,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
Immediate and quick. So right. that's the reason why, like, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
So you had some savings.
I had some savings, yes. Yeah.
And how did the beginning of Nature Loop happen then? What did you do? I mean, who did you go speak to first? How did you start it?
Yeah, so the idea was really crazy. I see a lot of events, because part of like one of my skill is also in events during my previous career. Then I see events do generate a lot of waste.
Mm.
So I think and events are done in large scales all the time. So I think that's the one segment, that's the one market I want to go into immediately. So I spoke to a few I really want to create something beautiful and something that symbolizes achievement and all that somebody actually can cherish the thing that I make. So award ceremonies like trophies and medals, these are the things that I want to go in first. So I was really grateful that there was a market in there. It started last year where I had orders coming in to make medals for marathons.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was the point where I think like, yeah, this could really work. This could, like, you know, I could really really make an impact to at least show like this material is sustainable.
Yeah.
beautiful and but and also recyclable again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, you know, closing the loop.
I was just going to say, so you're closing the loop.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a short break here. I'm here speaking with Brandon Chung-Chiu-Wing, the founder of Nature Loop. They're a kale-based company that specializes in designing and manufacturing products made from plastic waste. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more discussions with Brandon. Don't go anywhere. You're tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Bold, fearless Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury here in the studio with Brandon Chung-Chiu-Wing, the founder of Nature Loop. They're a kale-based company that specializes in designing and manufacturing products made from plastic waste. Thank you for sticking around, Brandon, and not running headfirst out of the studio just yet. You're at this point where you are making products already. Mm-hmm. How did you learn about that process? Who taught you that process? And where did you learn about how to take this plastic waste and make sure that you could make something useful from it?
Yeah, yeah. So it's very much DIY, to be honest. Like, I've seen DIY videos on, if you're in Instagram, it's like 5 minutes craft and all these things. These are the things that kind of like make me really curious and also really like give me a lot of idea of how I can recycle. There's a vast community out there in YouTube that actually does micro recycling,
right?
So it's a lot of like communicating with them, and also we give ideas to each other as well to brainstorm what other products we can make and all this. So it's very much self-learning from YouTube, and then we engineer our own machines from being small scale and to solving the issue of, you know, going large scale. So we re-engineer and remake our machines and try to just like, you know, be able to hit orders that are above four figures, five figures of products. Yeah, and everything is locally produced here in Malaysia, so the carbon footprint is compared to something is super low.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's completely DIY.
Completely DIY, yes,
right.
Really DIY. Like, I have to give full credits to this whole idea isn't an idea of mine. I have to give full credits to the precious plastic community that's worldwide. It's a community that that do things open source. They have their machines, blueprints. They're like the there's this guy who started this. His name is Dave Huckens from the Netherlands, and he's like the Elon Musk for EVs.
Right.
Yeah. So
he's a plastic waste Elon Musk, is he?
Yes, it's a plastic waste Elon Musk, because he released the blueprints to the world. Then we can sort of reference from there, and then we can. But the machines are more or less pretty for small scale productions. So we're here trying to solve that solution to make it large scale. Yeah.
And what's your kind of customer base now? Is it mainly corporate customers or is it individuals or?
Yeah. The first idea is very much to make beautiful things that's really like an art piece for my friends and family. To sustain a business, I have to go to the big players. So it's very much B2B, I'll be honest. Of course, B2C is also one of our segments. It's just that we find ourselves doing a lot of customizations for marathon companies, for corporates, dog gifts.
Yeah.
So these, and also events, dog gifts, and all these things. Things are very small now. So it's a lot of dog gifts, award ceremonies, trophies, medals. Then it's very much B2B already. But we still, at the same time, want a long product range that is, we can call Nature Loop's product.
Right.
Yeah. And some of them are already in our website at natureloopmind.com.
And I do know that you are looking to expand your product range. You're having some more SKUs. You're going from smaller items to larger items, correct?
Yep.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So everything's small now. It's very much with a machine that we call the injection machine. Mm. We melt the plastic and then we inject them into a mold. The limitations are just your imagination. If you want anything that's 3D and everything, we can make it. Metal that has different angles, we can carve it and then we can make the mold. So it's very customizable. But we feel like this, we want to push our recycling efforts further. We want to recycle more. Mm. Of course, then we want to increase our capacity. Then came the idea of making panels, recycled plastic panels that can essentially replace a lot of wood. And we call it marble replacement because the things that we do are really much like marble. We want to play with the colors and all that. So we want to create amazing, awesome furnitures that are great for the indoors and outdoors, and even IDs like tables, chairs. That's definitely, but like cabinets and tabletops.
Right.
Yeah, these are the things that we want to go into.
Now you talked to me about the beginning of your journey, about it being, Discovery Channel, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, David Attenborough, I'd imagine, was somebody who's a big inspiration, as he is of mine as well. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason that you wanted to do this was because you are aware of its impact on the environment. Mm-hmm. And microplastics, as we know, is part of that whole discussion right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Now that you're in the plastic industry, though, mm-hmm. you know, has that kind of, does that concern you a little bit?
Yeah, it does all the time. So the way we manufacture our products, we also make sure any waste or any excess is either collected and put into a bin for future use, because they can be remelted and we can do something else for that as well. So microplastic has been the wake up call for me, because like I have a 2-year-old daughter now, so, and I'm sure 100% of the human population already have some sort of microplastic in us somewhere. So it's something I want to do, hopefully can make an impact for the future generation. So yeah, microplastic has always been something that we, it's part of the reason why we want to do what we do as
well. Of course, I mean, during the little bit of research that we did before this interview, myself and my producer did a little bit of research about other products that are available in and around this region.
Yeah.
And yours kind of stand out because they're slightly smaller, they're a little cuter and whatever, you know. They're eye-catching.
Yes.
We were seeing things coming out of Bali, and we know that Indonesia has a huge plastic problem as well. And their product range, although attractive, was extremely expensive, right? These were items that were clearly aimed at people who, you know, they're probably environmentally aware, but they also have a larger amount of money to spend, shall we say.
To
do that. Now, why do you think that some of these products that are available are, they seem to be quite, well, they are very expensive. Is it because there's a certain process that goes into producing these products that makes the item more expensive? Or is it because they're just jumping on the fact that people want to be cool, they want to be nature lovers, and they want something unique?
Yeah. Well, as much as I like to say lean towards one factor, but I think it's very much both. It's very much that you wanting to be cool, but honestly, like what they do, what we do is really, you know, we have that end goal that we want to do is to just recycle plastics, single-use plastics, hard plastics, soft plastics. These are our end goals. So a lot of the price, like I'd say it's this is a current problem for myself as well, because my product range slightly more expensive. Let's say a dog gift, usually like a company would have like 10 ringgit and 10 ringgit can get you a really nice mug, a nice notepad, a calendar and all these things. But a 10 ringgit could get like maybe a coaster from me. But you know, these are the things that, you know, it's the reality people will compare. But it's more on the fact of the value that we give is the low carbon footprint in the process of making that product and the uniqueness, because the color, the shape and size,
they're all unique.
Yes, they're all unique on its own. So these are the things that, you know, we have to see who appreciates that value. So the market is not for the white majority, of course. Why the price is because of the manufacturing process. So I'll give you an example of a wooden made coaster and also the coaster that I make. So a wooden made coaster would be just getting wood, a big slab of wood, and then they just cut into many pieces, and they're essentially virgin raw material. Yeah, the process is simple, it's cheap because it's wide in the industry already.
Yeah.
There are many tools, there are many things that can do simplified process to make a wooden coaster. As opposed to mine is very much collecting the waste from you.
Time consuming.
Cleaning it. So that's a lot of effort there. Very labor intensive. Then also to mix the colors and also to mix them nicely and to melt them at optimum temperature, melting point, and then inject them into the mold and then removing the mold and removing the product from the mold. And these are all extra, many extra process and still at the same time very handmade.
Mm.
So I'd say the process, the price went up is due to the process.
Right.
Yeah, the hand, the labor intensive. So that's what we also try to find a solution for, because we are now doing a lot of automation, engineering our machine in a way where things like one person can do all those steps.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's usually two person to like create something, one item.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just before I let you go then, I have one question. Of course, this is a show about entrepreneurs, people mm-hmm. starting their own business. It's a business, mm-hmm. obviously, first and foremost.
Yes.
You have to be profitable.
Absolutely.
You know,
yes.
How are you right now in terms of profit? Are things looking good for you?
Yeah. I'd say when you start a business, it's not always rainbow and sunshine.
Of course.
So we do have our struggles. Like I had a huge struggle, especially in the first year. But I'm very grateful for the clients that I have. They are big players that can believe in small players. But they had big orders. But we're a small team. But we can achieve to what they want. And yeah, that's the turning point for me to see that I can actually make this into a business. And the profits were there. So I really have to give a huge credit to one of my largest order, which is 13,000 medals for one of the, if not the largest marathon event, the SCORE Marathon.
Right.
So that also gave a lot of awareness to the public.
To your business,
yeah,
and your cause
business,
as well.
Yeah.
Are these going to be like ongoing clients, do you think? Ongoing customers?
Hopefully, yeah. Whatever customers I have last year is the customers I've texted early this year. Hey, like, you know, we have ample of time. I can do the design for you.
Yeah.
Let's make something special. Let's up our level all the time.
Right. So yeah, you're giving them a heads up, you know.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, so yeah. Final question then. Is where do you see it going next? And you obviously you want to create panels, mm-hmm. You want to expand a little bit. Do you see this kind of growing in Malaysia and Southeast Asia?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were invited to be one of the one of the vendors in the Malaysia International Furniture Fair.
Mm.
Wow, that was a really overwhelming experience because it's really an international event. People flew in from all the way from Italy, from the Europe, from Korea, and also Japan. And I spoke to people with all walks of life, all different jobs, and the designers, the manufacturers locally and internationally, they are really looking forward to that. And to the things that I've spoken to them of, I have some samples, so I showed it to them, and they really want to work on it. So we're giving ourselves a really tight timeline. So I'd say in the next 2 months, if you follow us on Instagram, you can see our updates there, our panels.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brandon, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Folks, I have been speaking with Brandon Chong Chi Wing, the founder of Nature Loop. They are a kale-based company that specialises in designing and manufacturing products made from plastic waste. If you want to find out any more information about them, head over to their website. It's natureloopmy.com. You're tuned in to BFM 89.9, the business station.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.